When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
E te mātā puputu, e te mātātahi, e ngā kaipupuri, te Māori o te reo Māori, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome back to Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you Māori language that you can use in everyday situations. Ko he mikali aho.
Ko āpera woodfine aho.
Kia ora no e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa.
Kia ora no hoki koutou e whakarongo mai nā. Nā, hea te kaupapa I tēnei rā.
Today's kaupapa is statives, or tū āhua oti.
Tū āhua oti. Ka pai.
Let's start off with a wee explanation. Yeah?
Hi.
What is a stative, a tū āhua oti?
What is a stative? Mm. What even is a stative, a tū āhua oti? I think of it as it's a state that's been achieved or completed. And I think it's just always easy to look at examples, right? Or to talk about examples, and then you go, okay. So we've got a set of kupu in te reo Māori that we call tū āhua oti, or statives, and they're used in a special way. And some common ones are pau. Pau means to be completely gone or consumed. Pau. And we often use that in the context of kai, or money. And so if I wanted to say, you know, the food's all gone, I would say tense. What would I say?
Kua pau.
Kua pau, and then the subject.
Te kai.
Kua pau te kai. There, I'm letting you know, the food's all gone. So the state has been achieved, the state of having been completely consumed or no longer being there, you know, kua pau te kai. It's not an action. I'm not saying that the food's been eaten, which it probably has, but I'm just saying that it's all gone. And sometimes kua pau te moni. Kua pau te moni. So that's one example. He tauira tau.
Oh, actually, he pātai tāku.
Yeah.
So I get confused with these quite a lot, and I tend to misuse the tū āhua oti and use them like, for example, kua mutu te kai, for example, which is not a stative. So there's some of these kupu that seem like they might be statives and that might fit into the structure but aren't actually statives.
Let's take a look at this shortly, because there are a lot of kupu in te reo that sit in different word categories. And so a word like ora can sit in three word categories, right? It can be a noun, like my health, taku ora. It can be an adjective, kei te ora. It can be a verb, actually. Kei te ora ahau, I'm living, I'm alive, I'm well. It can be, and so I can also use it as a stative if I want.
Okay.
Kua ora ahau I a koe. It all depends on how you use the word, how you use the word.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, sorry, I'm leading us off down a rabbit hole.
We diverge. Well, no, it's all a part of it. It's all a part of it. But let's backtrack a little bit. Looking at that very basic use of this tū āhua oti, so we've got kua pau te kai. So you've got your state and the subject. Hea tētahi tauira, what's another example?
Kua maringi te miraka.
Kua maringi te miraka, aye. Kua maringi te miraka. Te miraka is the kaupapa. The miraka has been spilt, or is spilt. Ka pai. Let's not get into what's caused that state yet. Let's do a few more examples. Kua ngaro taku peke.
My bag's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost it, right?
Aye. Ngaro. That's the state, it's lost, something's lost. Taku peke, that's the subject. My bag's lost. Kua ngaro taku peke. He tauira anō?
Here's a nice one that I'm looking forward to at the end of every day. Kua oti te mahi.
Kua oti te mahi. The work has been completed. Kua oti te mahi. Ka pai, there's some examples of, you know, a basic Rere ahua, or a sentence using tuahua otsi. So there's a kind of a group of tuahua otsi that are well known. They're well known.
It's no secret.
Yeah. And those are some of them. Here's some more. So we've got mahue.
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 To be left behind.
Ah.
Aye. Hinga.
To fall.
Aye. To fall over. Taka.
Taka. I don't know.
Taka. To drop.
To drop.
Yeah. Ah. Be dropped.
Kua taka te waia pukoro.
Kua taka te waia pukoro. Aye. Pakaru.
Mm. Kua pakaru no reira.
Kua pakaru te peretsi.
Right, the plate's been broken.
Aye. And there are a lot more. There are a lot more. So if we carry on the sentence and we want to now say what's caused the state, ne? What's caused the state? I want to say, you know, who broke the plate? I want to communicate that now. Kua pakaru te peretsi. It wasn't me. It was her. The plate's broken because of her. Yeah. I'm going to use
e
to indicate the cause. The cause. We call it the putake or the cause. Yeah. Nō reira, kua pakaru te peretsi i a mere.
I a mere.
Pō mere.
Every time.
Pō mere. Yeah. Kua pakaru te peretsi i a mere.
So what if I want to say the milk was spilt by mere? We just use the same structure?
The same structure, mm. Aye.
Kua maringi te miraka i a mere?
Kua maringi te miraka i a mere.
Cool.
Pai kare mere. Kua maringi te miraka i te tamaiti.
Mm.
Mm. Kua ngaro taku peke i au.
You lost your bag.
Aye. Mm. Kua ngaro taku peke, my bag's lost. Mm. Yeah. Now I'm saying, I've lost my bag. Kua ngaro taku peke i au. So the way we think about it in English, we say, I've lost my bag. Ne? If I was to translate it literally from Māori into English, kua ngaro taku peke i au, my bag is lost or has been lost because of me.
Right, okay.
But I mean, we would say, I've lost my bag. Ne? And going back to your tauira, your example, who's achieved or finished the work?
Kua oti te mahi i au.
Kua oti te mahi i au.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pai. And so, you know, when we use these words, we need to follow that structure. And we've learnt rere mahi structure, where we go verb, subject, object. And sometimes we do hear these words being used as if they were verbs. And you might hear, kei te oti ahau i te mahi. Like, I'm completing the work. Kei te oti ahau i te mahi. If you feel the urge to use oti like that, you need to do one little thing to make it correct. Haha.
Is it add whaka to the start of the word?
Aye.
Whakaoti.
Kei te whakaoti ahau i te mahi. I'm completing the work.
Mm.
You know, kua pau aku moni. My money's all gone. But if you want to say, I'm spending all my money, kei te
whakapau ahau i te moni.
Kei te whakapau ahau i te moni. Aye. Moni, moni, moni. So yeah, using it in the present, because if you look at these special words, we don't use them in the present tense because it's a state that's been achieved or will be achieved.
Mm.
Kua pau te kai, the kai's all gone. Ka pau te kai, the kai will, you know, be consumed. But we can't say the kai is consumed.
In the present,
in
yeah.
In the present.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
But the food is being consumed, we're going to use whakapau.
Okay.
Whakapau. Okay. Te whakapau, te manuhiri i te kai.
Okay. To indicate that that's an action ongoing.
Tika. Couple of words that are very similar, but also very different. So we got hinga, which means?
Fall.
Fall. Fall over from a standing position or an erect position.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got taka, which means?
To drop. Mm-hmm. Or fall from a height.
Fall from a height.
Right.
Aye, okay. Drop. So, context, what are some things that hinga? Kua hinga te...
Kua hinga te tangata.
Kua hinga te tangata.
Mm.
And that could mean two things, you know,
mm.
or three things. That could mean kua hinga te tangata.
Yeah.
like fallen over. Oh, guahinga a mea. You know, so-and-so's...
Fallen ill? Fallen...
Passed away.
Oh, passed away, okay.
Guahinga a mea, and I'm using mea there to say so-and-so. Ne?
Hmm.
So if you don't want to use a name when given an example, you can say mea. Guahinga a mea. So-and-so's passed away.
Hmm.
And it could also mean, ane, guahinga te tima.
The team lost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The team's been beaten. They've fallen.
Right.
Yeah. And hea etahi mea ka taka. Kua taka te...
Kua taka te utu?
Pai tēnā. He pai tēnā whakaaro. We would say kua heke te utu.
Kua heke, kua te, heke utu. Te utu. Okay, the price came down.
The price, yeah, came down.
Price dropped. Kua taka te... Etahi tapu tapu? anything, right?
Ai, ko ngā tapu tapu. Ko taka te pene. Ai, I takuringa, ne?
Mm.
The pen's dropped from my hand. Ko taka te āporo I te rākau. The apple's fallen from the tree.
Mm.
And then the old saying, the penny's dropped.
Ko taka te penny?
Ko taka te kapa.
Te kapa. Ai. Ko taka te kapa.
Ko taka te kapa. Ko taka te kapa?
Ai, kua taka te kapa.
Kapai. And the other group of kupu that are, again, very similar but very different is pakaru, whatsi, and motu.
Mm.
So if think about pakaru, what are some things that are that pakaru? Kua pakaru te...
Kua pakaru te rorohiko. Kao?
Ai, it could. Yeah, it could. Pakaru, like, if we're thinking about pakaru... Today, pakaru has become the word for broken. Like, it really has. And even in English, we say, oh, it's pakaru, you know, it's broken. But the original meaning of pakaru is something that's shattered or is broken into pieces. So, I mean, unless the rorohiko is...
Actually shattered.
Or broken into pieces.
Yep.
Then, you know, that would be kei te tika.
Okay. So, maybe kua pakaru te pereti?
Kua pakaru te pereti. You can, you know, you can picture that drops and smashes. Kua pakaru te matapihi, the window is broken.
Could you say, kua pakaru te ngākau?
Kua maru te ngākau.
Maru, okay.
Bruised heart, kua maru te ngākau. So we've got smashed for pakaru.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got whatsi. Also broken, but another context. So things that are hard and rigid would snap. Kua whatsi te...
Te pene?
Kua whatsi te pene, ai. Kua whatsi te...
Te rūrā?
Te rūri.
Te rūri.
Ai, the ruler. Kua whatsi te rūri. Kua whatsi te waiwai.
Te waiwai? Okay, yeah.
Broken leg. You know, because the bone is hard and rigid. Kua whatsi te waiwai. So another type of broken there. Mm. And the other type is motu.
Motu.
Motu is of things that are more loose, like hair or ropes. Kua motu te
makaue?
Kua motu te makaue, ai. That one little bit of hair just broke. Yeah. Ai. Kua motu te taura?
Te taura? Hea ha te taura?
Ko te rope.
Ah.
So the rope broke. Okay. And so in English we might use all the same, you know, broke, but in Māori they're completely different contexts.
Right.
So understanding that and using those kupu in the right contexts. Just going back to pakaru, because we do like that word pakaru and it has just become this kind of the word for broken. There are some other ways we can describe things not working. And so if the computer's not working, rather than saying it's broken, saying pakaru, which is not the case, it's not shattered, it's just not working, we could say kua raru te rorohiko.
Kua raru. It's become a problem.
It's a problem. Kua raru te rorohiko. It's having a problem. Kua he te rorohiko.
Okay.
It's wrong. It's
bad.
Kua he te rorohiko. Same for the car, you know, often we say, oh, the car's broken. Kua pakaru te waka. Well, you know, no, it's not shattered, it's not smashed into pieces, but it's just not working. So you could use those phrases again.
Cool. Kua raru te motoka.
Kua raru te motoka. Kua he te motoka.
Kua he te motoka.
Oh, just to avoid that, you know, using it, pakaru. Nō reire, hoa mā. Ko te tūmanako, the hope is, kaore koe mahue, You're not left behind. Mahue, another state of there. Ākua, ki tō kete, and your kete is full. Another state of there.
Oh, look at him go!
I ngā mōhiotanga mo te tūāhua oti. E mihi atu ana kia koutou, e whakarongo mai nā, e whai mai ana ia māua.
Ka hoki mai ano māua, ā tērā oiki, no reira, hei kōnā.
Hei kōnā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.